Part of the growing process.
Parshas Beshalach, I want to speak about the mon and the malachas involved with the mon, Shabbos and Yantav. I want to focus specifically on the malachas involved of mon. If it fell on Yantav, the malachas involved, and Shabbos as well. So let's see. So in Parshas Beshalach, Perek Tesvov. So first we have first HaKadosh Baruch Hu in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzave to Moshe Rabbeinu about the Mon in Perek Tes Zayin rather. V'haya b'yom ha'shishi v'hechinu es asher yaviyu. So there'll be preparation on Yom Shishi. V'haya mishna al asher yilkutu yom yom. So it'll be double on Yom Shishi. Okay. And then in the parsha, it's later on in the end of Perek Tes Zayin. So when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, so he didn't mention to them, as Rashi points out, he didn't mention to them about the Lecha Mishnah of Shabbos. So the pasuk says in pasuk Chaf Beis, "Vayhi bayom haShishi loktu Lecha Mishnah shnei haomer laechad vayavo kol nesi ha'eda vayagidu leMoshe." Nesi ha'eda came and told Moshe Rabbeinu that they got double. Vayomer alem hu asher diber Hashem Shabbosim Shabbos kodesh laHashem machar es asher tofu efu ves asher tvashlu bashelu vies kol ha'odef hanichu lechem nemishmeras al boker. And pasuk chav hey, vayomer Moshe echlu hayom ki Shabbos hayom laHashem hayom lo timtzauhu basode. It's not gonna. There won't be mon on Shabbos. Sheishes next pasuk chavav sheishes yomem tilkatuhu. You collect it for 6 days. Vayomer shvi Shabbos lo yebo. On the seventh day, there won't be mon. So there's a kfelus. It said twice in the psukim that there won't be on Shabbos. So Rashi says here, "Vayom hashvi'i Shabbos, Shabbos hu hamon lo yebo, v'lo bo hakosuv elo l'rabos yom hakipurim v'yomim tovim." The pasuk that says that Shabbos lo yebo, Shabbos doesn't mean the seventh day of the week here. Shabbos means a day of rest, and it's coming l'rabos that on Yom Kippur and Yom Tov there will not be mon.
So actually, specifically to see Yom Kippur because it's also called Shabbos, and you might get confused.
So you do find that it's called Shabbos, and maybe
Shabbos,
and I don't know if it's somebody confused. The question is, why is there a kfelus in the psukim? The kfelus is coming l'rabos Yom Kippur and Yom Tov. It is an interesting lashon. First of all, that sorech of mon for Yom Kippur, we're talking about maybe that would be necessary for a chola. Also, you're saying Yom Kippur is not bechal Yom Tov. What about Rosh Hashanah? Is what defines Yom Tov here in general? If it's based on simcha. Is Rosh Hashanah Bechlal Yom Tov? Is it not? Does Rosh Hashanah have Simcha? Whatever it is, the Lashon of Rashi is Yom Kippur and Yom Tov, there will be no mon.
I'm just saying, why how did the Nesi'im not know something that all of Klal Yisrael knew about?
No, they didn't know.
So how did the Klal Yisrael know to collect?
They were the Shluchim. Everyone saw that there was double on Yom Shishi, and then the Nesi'im were the ones that went and told Moshe Rabbeinu. That's just the Pashas of the Psukim.
Pashas of the Psukim is that the Klal Yisrael went out and collected, and then the Nesi'im said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And they went to tell Moshe.
There was no shock of tar between the Nesi'im. And the way I understood the Psukim is the Nesi'im were the ones that told Moshe Rabbeinu as Shluchim for all Klal Yisrael, this is what's going on. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, yeah, that's what's supposed to happen. And that's why the next...
No, I'm asking, how did Klal Yisrael know to collect double?
That's what came out, meaning even though it was always exact, it came out to be double.
What do you mean? The same amount of unfellished expended?
Or it was twice the amount. This Lashon HaPasuk is Loktu Lecha Mishnah Shnei HaOmer.
That means they
Kishamodu Eslakitas and Dalem Motuk Feilayim Shnei HaOmer Lo Echad, Rashi says.
Right, meaning that instead of 1 gallon, or whatever you want to measure it, instead of 1 gallon,
yeah, Rashi
thing,
says
2 gallons on the
Lechem
floor.
Lechem Mishnah Oso Hayom Nishtana Leshevach Bricho V'tamo Berecho V'tamo. So it was better, it was more. Yeah.
Okay.
However, quantity, quality.
Okay.
So, however, neged this Rashi, this which is a medrash, you also have a mechilta in Yisro, which says that there was no mon. I'm sorry, which says that mon did fall on Yantav. The Rashi in the mechilta in Yisro is brought in Rashi in Brachos, that it says there vayivarech Elokim vayikadesh also. So the drasha is Baruch Hu b'man, Kitchu b'man. On Shabbos there was a bracha in the man and a kiddush in the man. What's the bracha? What's the kiddush in the man? The fact that man didn't fall on Shabbos, that was the Kitchu b'man. The fact that he had twice, they had double on Erev Shabbos, that was the bracha. That was the riboy of that's the bracha b'man. But the diuk is, at least this is the way Tosos understands from the Medrash, that it's Davka Shabbos, which was Kitchu b'man or Berchu b'man, but Yontov, there was no such bracha on Kiddush, because it was like every other day, and Mon Taka fell on Yontov. And that's why Tosos, a few times in Shas, Tosos in Beitza, Beiz Amud Beiz, and in Erevin, I believe it's Yud Zayin Amud Beiz, and in Psachim, Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, Tosfos in all these places says that it's Midrashos Chalukos if Mon fell on Yontov or Mon didn't fall on Yontov. Okay? And by the way, Tosfos in Psachim points out that which we daven in Atakidashta Uberachtomi Kohi Amin Vikashtomi Kolas Manim V'chen Kasub Sarasecha, that's quoting this Midrash that Mon, there was a Kiddush and a Brocha in the Mon that fell Erev Shabbos and not on Shabbos. And Tosfos even says, you see from that we're paskening like that Medrash, that Mon did fall on Yontif and not on Shabbos.
What would be the problem of Mon falling on Yontif?
What would be the problem of Mon falling on Yontif? We'll see. Let's just first say the Tosfos in, and we'll see.
Likewise, there are machlekas.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Yitzhashem. Tosfos in Psachim also points out the sheet of the Rif. The Rif holds that we have Lechem Mishnah on Yontif, for this exact reason, because Lechem Mishnah was on Erev Yontov, Mimela, Zecher that, we do Lechem Mishnah on Yontov. Shulchan Aruch paskins it, in the end of Hilchos Yontov, paskins this Riv. And Tosfos Mitzachim points out the Stira, that we, on the one hand, we paskin like the Riv, that we use Lechem Mishnah on Yontov, which means we hold that Mon did not fall on Yontov, but Mitzad Sheni, we hold that Mon did fall on Yontov, because we say the psukim of kidshu b'man berchu b'man in tefila. So there's a few different mahalchim to answer Tosis's kasha, but just one that I saw is, and if this was what you were about to say, that the Chasam Sofer says that which we say in tefila kidshu b'man berchu b'man, it's not that we're making the diuk of that it fell on Yontov, that only Shabbos was Kitchu Berchu B'mon, but Yontov Mon did fall. We're just saying that first time that it happened in history, in these psukim, it was Kitchu Berchu on that first era of Shabbos, that it fell double and Shabbos didn't fall.
Doesn't mean every time they meet a Kitchu Berchu, it was a double.
Exactly, because, I mean, even though it was, but it's not Lafuke Yontov. Yontov really, you also had it, but that first Shabbos, you see the Kitchu Berchu. Al Koponim. That's what Tosfos says. Now, also, one thing interesting to note is if Lechem Mishnah is truly for any time that falls, you have that falls Lechem Mishnah. So Meshech Chachma points out that when you have Shabbos and Yontov back to back, so then maybe on that second day, let's say you have Yontov falls out on Yom Shishi. Yontov falls out on the Erev Shabbos. So on Shabbos, so what happened on Thursday in the Midbar? They got three portions. So, l'chora on Shabbos, of those Shabboses, we should have lechem meshulash.
Wasn't right. Two for Shabbos, though.
Yeah, that's right. I thought about that. But
it wasn't.
On Shabbos, we're saying we got an extra one yesterday because of today. And then the next day in Yontov, we're saying we got an extra one 2 days
right,
ago.
Right, so it's not. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
On Yontov, we got two for that.
You didn't get three.
We got two and two.
We got an extra one for today.
I hear. It's a good answer. Okay. Now, Tosfos in Beitza explains further. Tosfos in Beitza explains that, so you have the Gemara, just a little bit of background, the Gemara in Beitza, Beiz Amud Beiz, the sheet of Rabbah. Rabbah holds that Hachana is the Araisa. Mukta is the Araisa, Hachana is the Araisa. What kind of Hachana are we talking about here? We're not talking about getting something today, putting it in a certain place for tomorrow. We're talking about that the item that you use on Shabbos needs to be muhan mibod yom, something which needs to be in the world and created and ready, like the first mission is talking about, beta shel nolda. So mon was not here on the previous day, so mon would be an issue of achana. Now, so let me just read the Lashon of Rabbah. Rabbah darshans from the pasuk where Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh to Moshe v'haya b'yom hashishi v'hechinu es asher yaviu. So we learn from that that chol is meichin l'shabbos, chol is meichin l'yantav, ein yantav meichin l'shabbos, v'ein shabbos meichin l'yantav. So what does that mean? So Rashi says that v'hechinu. So Rashi explains to drasha. Since the Torah says bayom hashishi, stam shishi is chol. The achshavei rachmana l'suda shabbos she'as minena mi be'od yom u'bechol. So since suda shabbos is chashuv, so it needs to be that item which you're using was around yesterday. So there is talking about kol beitza de misyaldo he'inna me'esmol gamrola. So the thing is that the item, whether it's an egg or whether it's the mon, it needs to be around from Yom Shishi. And then if, because chol is mechin l'shabbos, but ein yantav mechin l'shabbos. So if the beitz or the mon or whatever it may be was made, only came to fruition on yantav, then you can't use that on Shabbos because the item needs to be in the world.
So
and around.
Mon never fell on yantav. Had to fall on before yantav in order to.
No, can't have fallen on yantav for Shabbos.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So one second. So let's just, the drasha is bayom hashishi, need a yom hashishi, a day which is roi for hachana. So since yantav is not a day which is roi for hachana, so exactly. So on yantav, that's how Tosos explains here that you should not, that mun will not fall. That would really explain the Rashi by us. Why would mun not fall on yantav? I'll read the lashon of Tosos and Beitza.
It doesn't explain why mun wouldn't fall on yantav. Rega.
Tema, dekan mashma, shahamon lo haya yored be yantav. Kidipirish Rashi hashishi haro'i lehachana v'zehu b'chol. Okay, so Rega, that's how Tosfos learns. Now what you're asking is good. You're asking, that would explain why on Yontif you can't have two portions fall, but let at least Yontif's portion be fall on that day.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I was mocked them and I explained that this hachana is different from the regular hachana. This hachana, it's not pashut. Is it only an issue like the Gemara's lashon of Ein Yantav Mechin LeShabbos, or is it also an issue that Beitz or that month on that day is a din mukta deraisa that can't be used for that day? Now, Bipashtas, you would say, like the second way, that anything which was not Mucha Mi Be'od Yom cannot be used today Bechlal, and that's why on Yantav you would have zero portions fall. It's not Roy for tomorrow, it's not Roy for today as well. However, the Pnei Yehoshua understood Bidas Tosos and Bidas Harash, that Hachana, even of Rabbah, this Hachana D'Araisa, is only an issue from today to tomorrow and not on the day itself. He brings a rush that says, Eitzim Shenoshru, Demasha Noshr Be'oso Yom, Lo Mitzer El Mishum Muktzah. So the tree falls down, it's only Osir Mishum Muktzah, and he doesn't say that's Osir Mishum Hachana. Meaning Mukta Derabon, he doesn't say that the Isra is Hachana from the fact that it's only Ro'i right now. It says, Mashman de lo shaya Hachana Letzorach Hayom Atzmo. So for that reason, B'nai Yeshua asks, why didn't Mon fall down on Yontav itself, at least for that day? Now, before we answer, to go back to Tosfos for a moment, Tosfos himself gives a second approach. Tosus says maybe that which Rashi said, the drush of Bayom Hashishi, need a shishi which is Roy Lahachana, maybe it's not a shishi which is Roy Lahachana. Maybe the drush of Yom Hashishi is not a general Yom Shishi, it's that specific Yom Shishi has to be Roy Lahachana. So true, if Yontav falls Be'erev Shabbos, the Mon did not fall. But on if Yontav falls out on any other day of the week, Mon would fall. And with that, he's answering the Midrashim. In other words, we say, Kitchu b'mon, u'birchu b'mon, mashma that Yontav Mon did fall. It's true Mon fell on Yontav, from Yom Rishon through Yom Chamishi. But if Yontav fell on Yom Shishi, that's where we darshan, v'yab yom hashishi, that Mon will not fall on Yontav. And I guess you'll say that's what Rashi al Torah here when he says Bola Rabos Yomim Tovim, that Mon did not fall on Yontav, means a case of when Yontav falls out on Erev Shabbos. That's Tosfos and Beitza. And now, going back to the Pnei Yeshua's question, so why didn't Mon fall if you assume Hachana is only an issue from day to day? Why didn't at least one portion of Mon fall on that day itself? And the way that he asked the question is, he says, Bishlom Shabbos, I understand why Mon can't fall out for that day, because Shabbos there's an issue of Hotza'ah. But for Yontav, where there's no Hotza'ah, yes, and the only issue is Hachana, at least let it fall for that day, Vitzarech Iyun. Then he says, maybe that Medrash that says that Mon didn't fall on Yontav holds that Hachana is Shaykh even for that day itself. Okay. That's the Pnei Yeshua. Now, there's a sugya in Shabbos, Pei Zayin Amud Beis. So we know from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that B'Shabbos Nitzavu B'Mora. Okay? We have also this week's parasha, Pora, which Shaila Pora Aduma, Kibbutz Ava'im, Dinim, and Shabbos. And if we have time, we'll discuss exactly what that Sifu was by Shabbos, by Mora. And Lamaisa, it's really not clear to what degree they were Nitzavu B'Shabbos B'Mora. But at the very least, the Gemara in Shabbos here says that there is a machlokes if they were nitztave on tchumen b'mora. Mar savar a Shabbos ifgud a tchumen lo ifgud. Mar savar a tchumen nami ifgud. Machlokes if there is an azhara on tchumen on there's a azhara on tchumen on from the time of Mora. Tosfos here says, Lav davka naka tchumen, ela kolomar hotza'a. There's a machlokas if there was a azhara even on hotza'a at Mora or not.
Why would Hashem introduce Shabbos
very good
in pieces?
Well, why in pieces?
Yeah. Well, is it just because to make it easier for them, or to introduce them slowly, or? What was the question?
The whole shayla of what was going on Mora to begin with is not pashut, but just a second.
Okay.
Pnei Yeshua speaks out in Shabbos also. There's a shayla over this other psukim that's mashmah that it was nistava later. But this Tosfos here says, according to his mahalik, Tosfos mahalik, that there's a machlokas if there's nistava in the hotza, he asks, what about the pasuk that says by Mon, al yetze ish mim komo? And the Gemara darshins in Erevin that it's referring to hotza. So lechor you see from the parsha of Mon, they weren't nistava in hotza. Zok Tosfos, ikkele meymar, sha'achar matan Torah nemar. Achar shanase ha-mishkan. Kemosha Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Lahaniach Tzenzenes Lefnei Ha'edus Umishum D'Shaychi Limili D'mon Kasvinu Hosam.
Ah, he's saying that they where were they put the Tzenzenes? They didn't have an iron yet.
Exactly. But it was, that's why it's written by the Parsha of Mon, but really they were in Stavon Hatzol later.
Wait, so what the Hashem, Klai Yisrael heard the deep, not heard, but Moshe knew, heard the deeper of Al Yetzeh Shem Kamo and only applied it until later? I mean, he knew it and Klai Yisrael knew that there was a Tzivoy, but they didn't know when it's going to apply? Or they that just like a Torah says it, that's when it happened, but it didn't actually
happen? We assume Klai Yisrael knew about it as well.
Okay.
I assume. So now, if they were Netzavet on Hotzah, so one sec. I'm sorry. If there's a machlokas, if they're nitztave on hotza'ah or not. So according to the shita that they were not nitztave on hotza'ah, so then lechor it's muchach, then that which Mon did not fall on Shabbos has nothing to do with hotza'ah. In other words, the Pnei Yeshua assumed that the cheshbon was as follows. Shabbos, Mon didn't fall because of hotza'ah. But Yontav? So there's no issue of hotza'ah. And therefore he asks, Hachana is only going to be a problem for not having two portions fall on Yontav. But what about one portion? But is that Cheshbon correct to assume that on Shabbos the reason that Mon didn't fall was because of Hotzah? Lechora, according to one sheet in the Gemara, there was no Isser of Hotzah Bechlal when Mon, at least for until Matan Torah, when Mon didn't begin to fall.
When we want to say that when they got Matan Torah, the sheet stopped falling on Hotzah.
Mon definitely did not fall on Shabbos starting from the beginning.
It would be strange that once Mon talking now the Mon changes nature because of the halacha.
If it changes nature, it's always going to be usher. The question is, after Matan Torah, we know why it's Usser. But the problem is, all I'm asking is, if Pnei Yeshua assumed from the beginning that the issue by Shabbos is because of a Hotzah, and it's clear from Tosfos it's not that way. Because Tosfos says that there's no issue of Hotzah until Matan Torah.
Why would you say after Matan Torah something changed, that now they started falling apart? Now they have different rules about what they're allowed to collect. They got after Matan Torah, and now they're allowed to collect twice. It would be very strange that something changed.
After Matan Torah, there's an issue of Hotzah. Before Matan Torah, there also was an issue. Whatever the issue is, we'll see. But the Pnei Yeshua assumed the issue was Hotzah. That's incorrect according to one Shita and Shabbos. But the answer for the Pnei Yeshua is the Pnei Yeshua Lashitoso saved himself from this kasha, because Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos is actually cholik on Tosfos. Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos quotes Tosfos and says, Luli divrayim haya nirali lefarish divrayim kepashtun. That the whole machlokas in the Gemara is davka on Tchumen. But lekuli alma, they taka warned stave on Hotzah from the time of the month, from Al Yetze Yishmin Komo. And how did they carry stuff? Okay, Lishnaim Shasu, they used Shinoi, whatever it is. But the Pnei Yeshua Lashitoso holds that there was a tzivoy of Hashara already from the beginning. Memela Pnei Yeshua can say, I understand why there was a tzivoy not to take Mon on Shabbos because of the issue of Hotzah from the beginning of when Mon began to fall. But what about Yontov? And that he says, maybe you have to say it's Machlokas Balachana if it's Shayach on that day itself or not. That's the Pnei Yeshua. Now, so I saw in the Sforno says the reason why they could not take the Mon on Shabbos was because of Tolesh. Even though
that's a good one.
The mon was not attached to the ground. They quote the Gemara in Shabbos that if as long as it gets yenika from the avir, there's an issue of tolesh. Okay, and now, so he learns the issue is because of tolesh. Now, the klichemda here brings a svarno and asks as follows. Tosfos in Beitza Daf Gimel Amud Aleph hold that as far as Yontav is concerned, Tolish Kotzer is Usur on Yontav Midaraisa, even the Tzorach Ochol Nefesh. Even if I'm being Tolish for Ochol Nefesh, there still is a problem Midaraisa. So he asks, according to the Sforno that you have Tolish being in the Melacha D'Araisa for Yontav, I understand why you would say Mon did not fall on Yontav, but how would the Sforno learn the Medrash that Mon did fall on Yontav? How were they able to take them on? That's what the Klichemda asks. And Ayin Shom, how is Miyashiv? The Meshech Chochma, here in Beshalach, sets it up as follows. He says, he quotes Tosfos and Shabbos that there is no tzivoy of Hotzah yet. So he says, why did it not fall on Shabbos? He says, Mishum Ma'amer. To gather the mon would be a malacha. And he points out there's a shaila if there's ma'amer by gidulei karka or not, if this is gidulei karka. He assumes it's not gidulei karka, but you know, you can mess around with if it's gidulei karka or not. So now, according to Tosfos and Beitza, the aforementioned Tosfos and Beitza, Ma'amer is also Melacha D'Oraisa, even for Ochol Nefesh. So on the Meshech Chachmi, the same question, how could it be that the Medrash holds that by Yontav, Mon did fall, if there's a problem of Tolesh or Ma'amer? So we could say simply that the Sforno and the Meshech Chachmi are just explaining according to the Shita that Mon did not fall on Yontav. Or, if you... Now. Okay. It's interesting to note that from the Pnei Yeshua, we came from the opposite direction. The Pnei Yeshua said, I understand why Mon didn't fall on Shabbos because of Hotzah. Why did Mon not fall on Yontav? Hachana is only an issue for tomorrow. Why did it fall on Yontav itself? Maybe the Medrash B'Dochak holds that Hachana is a problem for today. The Pnei Yeshua could have answered, like the Sforno, like the Meshech Chachma, that the issue of Mon not falling on Yontav would be Tolesh or Ma'amer. Okay. Now, if you want to, let's go in the other direction. If you want to say, if you want to make their opinion work with the shita that Mon did fall on Yantav, so what do you want to tell me? You want to tell me that Tolesh and Ma'amer is not Gidule Karka, whatever, that's not enough to be Yonik from the Avir, or this is not Gidule Karka, there's no issue with Ma'amer? Well, the same way that Mon would be able to fall on Yantav for that reason, Mon would also be able to fall on Shabbos for that reason. Meshech Chochma is coming from Tosfos and Shabbos, where there's no issue of Hodsa'ah before Matan Torah. The only Melacha they could find is Tolesh and Ma'amer. So whatever you're going to tell me about why it did fall on Yantav, you're going to have to make some chiluk that why it did fall on Yantav, it didn't fall on Shabbos. So the best Mahalach B'Pashtus is that there's the same way Tosfos says it's a Midrashim Chalukim fell on Yantav, there also happens to be two days in Tosfos if Kotzer, Tolesh, Ma'amer on Yantav, or Ochol Nefesh, is the Araisa or not. Tosfos and Shabbos and Daf Tzadi Hei holds that it's only Osir Midrabanan. It's only Osir Midrabanan we can say that Mon did fall on Yantav. You want to tell me it's a problem of Tolish and Ma'amer, and that's why he didn't fall on Shabbos, maybe that's why he shouldn't fall on Yantav? No. Tolish and Ma'amer, Letzorach Ochol Nefesh, is only Midrabanan. So we can say the same three Tosfos and that say that they're Midrashim Chalukim, if Mon fell on Yantav or not, will also hold that maybe the issue stems from, now, Tosfos himself holds the issue is Hachana. So it'd be more geschmack to say the issue Tosfos is grappling with is Hachana an issue for today or not? But if you want to stick the Meshech Chachma and the Sforno into Tosfos, you can say that what the Midrashim are grappling with is there an issue of Tolish and Ma'amir on Yantav Midaraisa or not? That's the way we can set it up. Now, another thing I was bothered by is this Hachana de Araisa. Let's go back to Tosfos for a second. We have a Hachana de Araisa that something which is not Mucham Yibod Yom is Asur de Araisa. This is the Shita of Rabba. The Rashba in Beitza asks that Rabba in Psachim was Choser. Rabba holds there is no issue of Mukta de Araisa for Hachana Yibod Yom. Okay, so Rishonim here talk about maybe there's a different kind of issue de araisa here, the exact hachana. But at face value, if there's no issue de araisa here, so that means this whole Gemara in Beitza of Ein Shabbos Mechin LeYantav, Ein Yantav Mechin LeShabbos, and the drasha of Yom HaShishi, that it needs to be Roy LeChon Yibod Yom, that's all in the Havamina. If that's all in the Havamina, and Tosfos says, that's the only reason I could imagine about why Mon would not fall on Yantav, is because of the issue of hachana, and that's all in the Havamina, so everything here is in the Hamina. So when Rashi Ala Torah that we started with says that Lo Boha Kosov El Rabos Yom Kippurim V'Yantav, Rashi's quoting here that Mon did not fall on Yantav. So according to Rashi, Lemaskana, why did Mon not fall on Yantav? You want to tell me it's because of Hotzah? No Hotzah issue. You want to tell me it's because of Hachana? Well, assuming Rashi holds that even if Hachana is Shayach on that day itself, if we're in Rabba here, and Rabba holds that Lemaskana, the Halchana is only Midrabanan, so still, Vayter, there's no issue Midaraisa over why Mon shouldn't fall on Yantav. So Lechora, I don't know if anybody says this, but Lechora Rashi would have to hold like the Sforno and the or the Meshech Chachma, that the reason why Mon didn't fall on Yantav is because of Ma'amer, is because of Tolesh, and it's Gidule Karka, and it's Asur Midaraisa, and if someone's learning the Sugyas of Ochol Nefesh, maybe this whole Cheshbon would be a Cheshbon that, I don't know, Shitas Rashi Bei Ochol Nefesh, about the Shar Malachos, but maybe this would be a Raya, that there'd be an issue de Araisa. Otherwise, I don't know what the reason would be about why Mon would not fall on Yantav. The other way out of it is that there's a kind of Hachana which is the Araisa, this type of Beit HaShanolda is different, and there's other ways out of it, but this Lechorish is what how the Cheshbon should come out. Now, so what we have at this point is the issue of why Mon didn't fall on Shabbos and Yantav is either it could be a Hotzah issue, that's the way the Pnei Yeshua assumes. It could be a Hachana issue, which it seems like from Tosfos and Beitza. It could be a Tolesh issue, that's the Sforno. It could be a Ma'amer issue, that's the Meshech Chachma. Or it could be like one we didn't say, but maybe we assumed growing up, is just nothing to do with melachos, just could be alt kedushas hayom, alt the precious of the yom, mon shouldn't fall. Even check the netziv in both Emek Dover and also Emek Shaila here in the Shiltas, he has a cheshbon in the psukim where he also mentions such a possibility. Now, let's discuss for a second exactly when Shabbos and Yom Tov began. First, Yom Tov. L'chor, when we say here Bola Rabos Yom Tov, which Yom Tov are we talking about? At this point, there was no Sukkos yet. There was no Shavuos yet. Pesach there was.
It already happened though.
I'm sorry?
It happened before there was Mon, so it didn't matter.
Pesach.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, the Tzivoy is Nogea for the next time that it comes.
Sukkos
coming up. Yeah, but so the Tzivoy of right now, I mean, at this point there was no Yom Tov that happened yet. So
at this point no Shabbos that happened yet either.
No, but they have a tzivui for Shabbos, they don't have a tzivui for Yom Tov.
Right, Mara already happened. But, you're right, the Klai Yisrael wasn't, it's not clear if they were aware of it. Right, Rashi points out that they didn't hear Parsha Shabbos yet either. And then he tells them Parsha Shabbos. But, and he's going to tell them Parsha Yom Tov also for when it happens.
Pesach. They already knew about Pesach.
No, but they don't
right.
know.
Right, right.
Do they have a kiyah for Pesach every single year, though, at that point? No, they just have to do the Korban Pesach that.
That's
that
we're not talking about Korban Pesach. We're talking about the malachas of involved with Mon, whatever the malachas be. But yes, you can say that's going for the future. But I just want to point out there's a famous Chuvas Rivash in Simon Salivov that the Rivash says one line, which I want to deal with where he got this from, that the Moedim did not begin until the second year in the Midbar. Shana Shenis, okay.
Well, the Sukkos happened. The actual Maisa Sukkos happened in.
And the Maisa Lagabi Isra Malacha, I think he's talking about that didn't happen. So you're just gonna have to say, as far as this Rashi is concerned, when he says Bola Rabos Yom Tov, I don't know if he means that there's an issue that Mon didn't. Does he mean that Mon didn't fall on the Yom Tovs of the first year? Well, that wasn't called Yom Tov yet. Or does he mean that the pasuk is for the next 38 years? Is it La'asid?
So they got the Torah and they just knew about it but didn't hold of it for a full year? Isn't that weird?
I ain't sure.
Okay.
But they. Yeah, such a thing that wasn't okay until they went to Eretz Yisrael anyways. This is not an anomaly.
Right, but that's something that's Tully Aretz, I understand that. This is Tully Bizman.
That's the question, really. What's Tully in Achar HaMishkan? Why are you more than Tully in Achar HaMishkan? That's the way he says it, Tully in the Mishkan.
Okay.
But then you just have to learn the Rashi, what he means, that Mon didn't fall in Yom Tov. Does he mean the first year it didn't fall? Does he mean afterwards? Is it low plug? It's just the Ha'ara about what exactly happened the first year. Now, what about Shabbos? Were they Nitztava on Shabbos? We assume this entire time they Nitztava on Shabbos. So, Shaila of Hotzah, yes or no? Many Rishonim and Achronim understood that even though the Gemara says Nitztavu b'moro, and the lesson in Shabbos that we read was Nitztavu on Tchumin or not Nitztavu on Tchumin, means the Tzivoy, many Rishonim and Achronim learned it was just that in Moro they were told about Shabbos, they were supposed to learn about Shabbos, they were supposed to be ready for Shabbos, but it was just. It was like Lashna or Zeru as Lesimana Naka. They should be ready for it.
Was invented.
But they weren't Nitztava yet. If they weren't Nitztava on Shabbos yet, okay, you could look at the Ramban here, the Re'im, many Meforshim, Chasim Sofer. They all, I don't know how they learned the Sugya, but they learned that they weren't. There's no Tzivo yet. By
Tzivo or Chiyuv.
Even if it's different Lashonos, definitely not a Chiyuv, according to them, and some hold there wasn't even a Tzivo yet, even if it was a Tzivo, Tzivo was La'asid, whatever it is, we have to now re-understand why did Mon not fall on Shabbos from the beginning? L'chora
practice.
Another Lashon we could say for practice is the last shot we said of Kedushas Hayom and Precious of the day, but
was there Kedusha to the Yom, though, after they were told, though, until Shabbos actually happened?
There was no Mon on Shabbos just because Hashem doesn't do anything on Shabbos. Just simply because...
Wow, that's a big one.
Not doesn't do anything on Shabbos, but I mean, like, Hashgavah, he's off day, quote-unquote, so it's just presenting a
present. Whatever you guys are saying, whether it's practice, whether it's a Kash Baruch, whether there's some Kedusha Hayom, you have to say...
I'm not saying that.
Whatever it is, whatever it is... I'm just saying, everything we learned until now, you have to reassess and come up with a new hesber over why Mon didn't fall on Shabbos. And even Lefi, those that hold that they weren't Tzavah on Shabbos by Mara, there's a whole discussion over to what degree. Yes, it's easy to assume it was 39 Malachos, or 38 if you don't include Hotzah anymore. But some hold, I think it's a Tosfos Yom Tov, maybe I'm confusing it was only an Isser Tircha that they couldn't do. So then you have to reevaluate it. Well, maybe Mon's a problem of Tircha, okay. But the Shaila is... what the whole cheshbon that we have now, and all the mafarshim that we're quoting, Sforna Meshachachim Neshu, we're all assuming that the taka was a real tzivoy from Mora. If not, there needs to be a new pshat for at least those first few Shabbosos, why Mon did not fall on Shabbos, whether it's practice or Kedishas Hayom or something. That's another cheshbon. Now, before we finish, just on a side topic, which is a bit of a segue, there's a famous Shiloh which has been discussed over the years, and it's very nugget to what we're talking about. We know, halacha l'maisa, a ger is not a ger ad she'yimol v'yitzbo, until he does milah v'tfilah. Okay? Now, what about a ger shemol v'lo tovo?
Nothing.
So, b'pashas he's a din of ben Noach. Now we know.
Gemara says nothing.
Good. Gemara says it's nothing. We know that a ben Noach sheshavas is chayef misa. So there's a ger. He's along the process. And the maisa that happened was, is he couldn't do tefillah yet. He was still healing from the milah, and he couldn't do tefillah yet. So the question was, does he keep Shabbos or not? So the famous tshuva on this is the Binyan Tzion. Binyan Tzion is the Aruch HaNer. His tshuva is in Siman Sadi Aleph. And him and the Aben Ezer came to the same conclusion, that you do keep Shabbos, okay? And because since you were nichnas labris through the milah, that bris requires you not to be mefir on the bris. And if you were to be mechal Shabbos, you'd be mefir on the bris. And he says, I'll bring to you a raya. Mora. They did milah earlier on with Tzorech, the Korban Pesach. Tefillah, the Gemara in Krisa says, didn't happen until Har Sinai. So at Mora, milah, no tefillah, and it's David b'Shabbos. It's the haraya that you're supposed to keep Shabbos with milah v'lo tefillah. And that's why Paschal the Maisa, you should be Shomer Shabbos. Another raya is Tosvos Yeshanim in Yevamos Taf Memches Amud Beis says Agir Toshav has to keep Shabbos. Why? I think there's a Rashba like this also. Because he's already in the process. He's already on the way. That's just Agir Toshav. We're talking about Agir Gomer who's just Chasar Tefillah. Of course, somebody who's already on the way, he doesn't have the dinim of he's a ben Noach Gomer. Also, we've quoted in past weeks, the Rambam. How does the Rambam learn the dinim of ben Noach sheshavas chayiv misa? It's not that there's a chiyuv that Klai Yisrael has to be shovis and the ben Noach has to work. Rambam learns it's Isra l'chadish das. He can't create a new religion. And by keeping Shabbos, he's making his own chok.
And if he's starting to join up.
This yid is so far along the way, he's certainly not trying to be mechadish das. According to Rambam, I don't hear any shaila bechlal.
I call Baal Shiva a whole new religion, by the way.
It's a good thing you're not the Rambam.
And 2 days later, he'll do tefillah, and he's not. So, very good. So, lechora, definitely, there should be no issue of ben Noach sheshavas.
Why can't a guy keep going? Is he allowed to keep the other why is a guy allowed to keep all the other mitzvahs?
Why is he allowed?
Is it Davka Shabbos or Shabbos?
That's a whole separate shmuz. You have to look at the Rambam there. Rambam says, it has machlokas rishonim and achronim. We've spoken about in the past about how to learn these Rambams. One Rambam says that the klal is a guy can't be mechadish das. And that implies, look at the lashon there, it implies that even any mitzvah b'yalma, if he tries to put on tzitzis every day as a goy, he can't do it. The next Rambam says if a goy does any mitzvahs to get tzchar, he's allowed to do it. We don't stop him from doing it. So it's stira minei ubei. And the question is, different mitzvahs learn one halacha to be the ikar and matrik the other halacha, and others learn fakert. It's a mamish, a separate shmuz. Al kolponim, why am I bringing this up? So according to the Rishonim and Achronim that hold that b'mora they weren't nitztave on Shabbos, it was just to teach them, just to get them ready, there's mamish no raya from Mora anymore. We said the whole raya is that they did milah and they didn't do tefillah. And by Mora, they were nitztav to keep Shabbos. Mecha tesi, they were nitztav to keep Shabbos in Mora. Mora was just a time to teach them about Shabbos. Mora was a time that they should learn about it, and be ready for it. But you don't have a raya anymore that someone who did milah below tefillah has to keep Shabbos. The raya from Mora goes away. Good sushta, right?
I don't see a paskin off this whole thing.
Also, one other horror to point out is by Mora, the whole Musaq of Tefillah didn't exist yet.
Right.
So it could be there he was a B'nai Bris Lagamri after the Mila. At least there's nothing chaser if Tefillah wasn't produced yet. Whatever it is, the point is Yesh Mokom L'Chalek between here where someone does Mila is lacking Tefillah, which he knows he has to do, maybe in that case he's Taka Ben Noach Lagamri. So just to be mesakim, so we have Midrash's Chalukos if Mon fell on Yontav or not, and the Shaila is, so we asked, you know, some people have to understand why Mon did fall on Shabbos, some people have to understand why Mon did not fall on Shabbos. The issue from Tosfos seems to be an issue of Hachana. Meforshei HaTorah say Ma'amer and Tolesh, and we need to know if those issues apply on Yontav. If they do apply on Yontav, why did Mon, what's Pshat in the Medrash that holds that Mon did fall on Yontav? If they don't apply, then what about Fakir? And if there is no Tzivoy of Shabbos yet to begin with, so why Mon not fall Bechlal, needs a new Hesper. And then we said it's not clear exactly if they're Nitztava Bimora or not on Shabbos, and if they were not, if they were or not, will be very, be a Nekuda which is very Nogea to the Shaila of Gershomov Lo Tovol. Is he Chayav Lishmor Shabbos or is he Chayav Lechala Shabbos? Okay.